The Purple Project Podcast continues here. This is game day, folks, on this Saturday, November the 6th, 2021. Eddie Gritter III here with you guys for just a couple of minutes here on this daily. Of course, if you're just tuning in, or not just tuning in, just downloading this podcast, obviously you're new. Obviously, this is all about the latest and what's going on in the world of Kansas State athletics only. I know we have a few people that listen to this that are non-K-State fans, but still, though, they're welcome as well, so appreciate you on this day. And last night, the weekly edition episode 69 came out last night, so enjoy that leading up to kickoff here in a couple hours as K-State in Lawrence taking on the the Kansas Jayhawks in the Sunflower Showdown. K-State looking to make it 13 straight here in just a bit later on this morning. Little quick bits here, obviously, here. Just quick notes here. Not going to take too long. Obviously, Felix Anduke-Umanzada, lead coming in this matchup, leading college football right now in sacks with 10. It should be 12, but, of course, NCAA had to take had to nitpick and take two away. But this number 91 cat is coming on strong at the right time. Obviously, you lose Khalid Duke to a season-ending injury. I have said this over and over, it seems like. And then you have Bronson Massey's injury woes. And then it's going to create something. I think KU's going to have a hard time as well. I'll probably go out on a little limb and say Felix might get two more. I'm going to say safe on that bet there. But he might even get three to get a little greedy. But two, to play it safe there, I think he's going to be right there. But with the rise of Felix, somebody else on the other side of that is going to have to get in the fun as well. That's Nate Matlack in there. Cover more of those other DNs in there. Timmy Horn had kind of a big game last week in TCU. So that D front, like co-host Alex said, the defense is coming along. I know it's lesser of the opponents of the Big 12 right now, but you got to take care of business with West Virginia looming out there next week. But we got to take care of business in Lawrence here in a little bit against those Jayhawks. And, of course, if you're not in Lawrence, games on FS1 here in a little bit at 11 a.m. Central Time. Meanwhile, I'll have the results. I will recap the final preseason game, which took place last night. Of course, the men's, we talked about a little bit in the weekly. Go check, download that, check that out. Took care of Pitt State, so, and we'll know. I don't have the results in front of me right now, but of course, tomorrow I'll have all that for you on that. So sorry about the off sequence of stuff. But I do want to get to what K-State already played, and this was a week ago. They took care of Washburn in their first preseason game by a count of 68-39 in this one. Obviously, K-State jumped on Washburn early, held a 9-point lead after first quarter. Ioka Lee hit up 7 points, and then she, among 10 others, saw the floor in the game there as well. In this one, obviously, Rebecca Dollinger had her big 3-pointer hit in this game as well. And then also K-State ending up with a rebound advantage of 40-38 on the glass, which, hey, when you have a big lady like that, you need to do that, and you need to dominate the glass, whether it's men's or women's ball. And obviously K-State took advantage of that. This something on Jeff Mitty here. He was very happy to be back in Brandon to see the fans there. Also talked about the defense in there as well. And then, you know, he talked about already the resiliency of this group already. And obviously here, I'm going to pull up the box score here while I'm talking. But he also mentioned Serena Sunders' first performance, and he said, quote, "I thought it was good. I thought steadily, really steady. I thought she did a good job of mixing up that balance running the offense, pushing the envelope a little bit. I will look at it on film later tonight to see where we can continue to help her, but I thought it was good. So I know I'm kind of just going rewinding backwards, but it's been a while, you know, since I did one of these as well here. Let me see if I can. There we go. Yeah, Serena Sundell, a guard. This is a name that we didn't even really talk about much in the offseason. We talked about Dollinger, the Glenn sisters are in here as well. But yeah, we didn't get much of her in here. And yeah, she was 3 of 7 in there. They use a 3-guard lineup, which actually 4-guard, which includes Simone Goodrich, who made a start. Jalen Glenn, Sundell, and Emily Ebert made starts as well. So Jeff Mitty going with a 4-guard lineup in there. Coming off the bench, Laura Mackey, Jada Moore, Taylor Lauterbach, who we saw briefly in a few stints last year, actually, especially in the second half, actually, and Briley Glenn as well, who saw 21 minutes on the floor as well here. 17 from Lee. Let me see. I might be looking at the wrong. Nope, I am. It's the right one. So 17 points for Ayoka Lee here. And then the next one is Jalen Glenn with 9 in here. And then Taylor Lauterbach with 8 points in the game. So yeah, these are some, yeah, so Serena Sundell, this is a girl that we did not talk about in this offseason. So this kind of threw us a little, or threw me for a little loop as well. But obviously we will talk about the recap with Pitt State on tomorrow's edition of the Daily as well. So I just wanted you guys, for those of you who've been wondering what's been going on once again with the Daily podcast, just want to get you guys caught up with all that jazz here. So obviously you already know what happened with K-State and Pitt State, the ladies side of things there. So I'll talk about that more, a little bit more in depth on tomorrow's edition of the podcast as well. And obviously KU as well, I have a little summary on that, a lot more on that to come as well. So we'll see about that. It'll be basketball's in full swing. Football here, looking to continue its streak, looking to balloon its win streak to 3. So that's the main thing today, is try to get another win against the Kansas Jayhawks. The Pro Project Podcast, find out wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, iHeartRadio makes an appearance, and Amazon as well. Stay tuned to the Pro Project Podcast for more. And again, episode 69 of the Pro Project Podcast is now up. Please, if you're getting tailgating or whatever, please download it, listen to us, and even follow us as well. And most important part, make sure you are subscribed to Triple P. That's it for me for now. Go Cats. Let's take care of them boys. From Lawrence, the KU Jayhawks. We'll talk to you a little bit later on the Purple Project Podcast.